Have you hurt someone you love or someone close to you? Do you have trouble asking for forgiveness? In this episode, we will explore how asking for forgiveness can set yourself and others free.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Welcome to A Few Minutes with God podcast, episode 11. Today's topic is asking for forgiveness. You can find the show notes at afewminutswithgodpodcast.com. Please help us. At this point, our Ultimate Christian Podcast Network is still brand new. Please help us to share this episode with your friends as well as the other ones on A Few Minutes with God podcast.com, actually at the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.com. And please give this show a star rating on iTunes. Search for A Few Minutes with God or on any podcast app on your smartphone, or you can even search for it on the internet. You can even download the show to listen to later on your own computer. Thanks so much for helping to share this show with your friends. And I want to remind you to spend a few minutes with God each day. I hope your prayer time has increased as these broadcasts are a reminder to pray and listen to that small, still voice. In order to hear God, we must spend time and just listen. So before I get to today's topic about forgiveness, I wanted to share with you a little bit of an end note on episode 10. So I shared with you my story about forgiveness and how I had a very hard time forgiving someone who had hurt me. And the end of that story I omitted in the last podcast. And as I was thinking about it, I wanted to share that with you today. And that is years later, seven to be exact, when I finally felt that the Lord had delivered me from the anger and being upset and frustrated every time I thought about this person. I was heading to a store. My daughter was getting married, and we were going to a store to actually talking to somebody about makeup. And so as we were going to the store, I don't remember what happened, but I was irritated with my daughter, and I was walking around a different door than one that we normally take. And when I walked around to this other door so as not to walk into the store with my daughter, it was not a good day for me. I ran into this person that the Lord had delivered me, you know, from the anger. And when I saw her, my first inclination was to go the other way. You know, I mean, I'd forgiven her, but it wasn't. And I felt like the Lord saying, give her a hug. And I thought, Lord, you know this person. She's not the huggy kind of person. But I decided to do that anyway because I was really, I mean, I felt it very strongly from the Lord. So when I saw her, I made this big deal and said hello because, I mean, we were face to face. There was no way to ignore each other. And I gave her a big hug and said, how are you doing? And she just started crying and sharing with me everything that had happened in her life almost for the last 7 years. Because I'd been a confidant of this person throughout our friendship. And I just pulled her aside and just listened and, you know, held her hand. And it was encouraging. And I saw my daughter from a distance and I said, you know, kind of gave her the sign, you know, just go ahead and go on and I'll catch up. And so I did later. I caught up to her and was able to, you know, finish my shopping with my daughter. But that was the first step in healing. That was the first step in being able to proceed on in what I felt was a healing relationship that God had put back together because of my obedience and saying yes to the Lord and doing what I was supposed to do. So even though I wasn't in the best frame of mind that day, the Lord still, still nudged me in the direction I should go. And so sometimes we think as a Christian, we need to be perfect and have everything, you know, all the T's crossed and I's dotted and be doing everything we're supposed to do. But the Lord takes us where we are in our brokenness, and He can heal relationships in ways that we just can't. So I wanted to share that as an end note to the other podcast I did on forgiveness, that this person and I are now friends. And so it was something that the Lord was able to heal. And if He can do that in my life, as imperfect as I am, I'm sure He can do that in yours as well. So for today's topic, we are going to talk about forgiveness. And because if you are a human and you are around people, then somewhere along the line, you've hurt someone. And we're all guilty of this fact. We've hurt someone in anger, and if we could only take back those hurtful words, we would. Or maybe you feel you hurt someone because they hurt you first. Whatever the case, as I tell my children, righteous indignation is seldom righteous. And we really need to think about that, don't we? The Bible is filled with verses about the tongue. James 3:8, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. And Matthew 12:36-37 says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. In fact, if we pray and really take a few minutes with God and really think about the verse in Matthew, we will give account for every careless word. And when we think about that, the first thing that comes to my mind is, ouch. How are we expected to tame our tongue? I talk, and I talk a lot. I have 5 children. I have 7 grandchildren, 1 husband, 2 brothers, a huge extended family. I have 4 sister-in-laws, and I have a lot to say. And in saying a lot, I tend to get people upset with me, and then the arguments begin. Usually as a parent, I have the upper hand, right? You know, as parents, we are able to inflict punishments on our children for talking back and more. But I've had to ask forgiveness from my spouse, from my children, my brothers, and extended family. And let me tell you, it isn't easy. After this quick commercial break that pays for these free podcasts, I'll be back to share how you can ask for forgiveness and the difference between the words sorry and will you forgive me? We'll be right back. What are those priceless gifts that money can't buy? Well, I can tell you one of the first is the gift of time. Creating memories with your children can be found in the book, Secret Code Time, Creating an Unbreakable Bond Between Parent and Child. You will find a real-life, actionable plan to help you mend a broken relationship with your child. Even if your relationship is great, this book will bring it to a new level. The next priceless gift is teaching your child the value of spending time with God. In the novel, A Few Minutes with God, written for children and teens, the story unfolds about a struggling family and the gift of hearing God and the outcome, which is a wonderful blessing from the Lord. Your children will want to pray and spend time listening to God after reading this book. Visit mediaangels.com for more information. Well, everyone, we've been talking about forgiveness and asking for forgiveness, and this is episode number 11. You can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. You know, the Bible says the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, Hebrews 4:12, and it is. When we think about all those scriptures that deal with the tongue, and I've listed them in the show notes, we become frantic that we are going to have to pay for those words. And I shared with you earlier about a time in podcast 10 about praying for forgiveness. And I've got the link in these show notes in case you missed it, episode 10. But it was during this time with the Lord, a full hour, when I spent time in asking the Lord to call to mind all the people I had hurt. He revealed to me a long list. Friends, I was shocked. I could only recall all those who had hurt me unjustly. What? I had actually hurt other people? Wow, that was eye-opening. And, you know, first for clarification, I just want to share with you something that I've shared with my kids throughout the years. And of course, this comes after the Lord set me straight. There's a big difference between saying, I'm sorry, or saying, please forgive me. Think about it. When you say, I'm sorry, you're basically keeping all the power or intent in your corner. You are apologizing, but it's really one-sided. What if the person you say you are sorry to does not forgive or release you from that hurt? If you say, please forgive me, you are asking the person to release you from the hurt, to join you in the process of repairing the relationship and bringing healing to you both. So in what I felt was obedience to the Lord, I began making phone calls. The first was the most humorous, and that was to my now adult brother. He actually laughed hysterically when I asked his forgiveness. I would nag him to go running with me when I was in college, and I ran a mile each day. So in the summer, I would drag one or two of my brothers with me to run. And this brother was a little on the chunky side, and he hated any kind of exercise. And he'd say he didn't care if I called him a name. He was not running as long as, you know, as he was lounging in my dad's recliner watching TV on a Saturday morning. And I was merciless. I was, you know, nagging him, and he was very stubborn. And when I explained why I was asking for forgiveness, because I felt really bad later in life when I thought about it, that I had hurt him. You know, and I just told him, I said, you know, I'm asking you for forgiveness because I want it to be right between us and with the Lord. And he agreed. And he said, you know, it never really bothered him. And he actually enjoyed making me angry as a kid. Well, you know how little brothers are, and little brothers are little brothers, no matter what the age. However, it was a freeing exercise for me, and I felt so much better. It was a chance to be humble, to not always be right, and to allow the Lord to be Lord of my life. So many of us talk about making the Lord Lord of our lives, and yet we pick and choose what we think the Lord expects from us and what we should or should not do. Many non-Christians think Christianity is so restrictive, but truthfully, Christianity is freeing. It's freeing to make peace with my brother, and in this case, literally. It is freeing to walk in truth. It is freeing to be on the side of good and not evil. It is freeing not to be manipulated by the evil one. I will not be a tool of Satan, as I am a child of God. Pick up the phone, write a letter, an email, or text message someone today. Ask for forgiveness and take charge of your life for Christ. God bless you, and I pray that the Lord blesses you today and allows you to be set free. And I also pray that the Lord will give you in the time of silence and prayer before Him that you're giving Him every day the words that you should use in saying, will you forgive me?
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.